Well, what that I mean that brings up another question though. It's like, you know, what are those things that do, I mean, what does make the life meaningful, and do you think that there are some answers that are, you know, I think that it's one of those things where you gotta keep searching and stuff, but I think that sometimes we're handed answers that are not really good answers. They're you know, in some ways they're not as valid. You know, I think some people, when they look back at and their 20s have passed, and they're like, oh my God, what happened to my 20s? I didn't party enough or something. And it's like that, I don't think that that's really an important thing, and you're not mis and if that's something that really you're thinking about, like, you got to reevaluate something. But I don't know, that's just my opinion, one man's opinion. I like, what are those milestones and stuff that you do find value in, and should we find value in? I am a rejecter of relativism.
So you're rejecting theory of relativity.
I'm rejecting that. No, I don't know. That might be going too far. I may have overstepped what I've
Well, I mean,
thought.
you are almost at the end of your decade here, right?
Right. Right. I will be 30 soon.
All right, so you're coming to the close of it, right? I
Right.
mean, can you look back, can you think back, maybe I'll give you a little set, maybe I'm putting you on a spot, but it's like, can you look back to your 20s? Because you probably graduated from college when you were 21.
I was 22.
22. Okay. So you had 8 complete years out of like college
Out of
probably.
college.
And like, I mean, when you look back, I mean, obviously I think I know you well enough to say that you probably don't think, oh, what have I done, or why didn't I do this, or whatever. You probably don't have a lot of regrets.
I've pretty much kicked ass.
Right. Do you feel like it kind of slipped by, or are you like almost tired of your 20s and you're ready to move on to a new decade, or like,
No, I
how do you
mean,
feel about it?
going back, I think to what I said at the beginning, I don't think it's in, I don't feel any different. Like,
No,
I
I'm
don't
not
think
saying.
when I turn 30, it's not like I'm gonna be like, oh, what has happened? You know, I would say, you know, like, there have been times when I'm like, oh, what, you know, I just let that month go by. I didn't do anything worthwhile. And honestly, like, this year has probably been the most trying year of my 20s, because I have not had significant projects to work on for a good amount of it. You know, being coming back from South America back at the beginning of the year, and finding myself unemployed, and I was fine with that at first. I was looking for work, but you know, not pursuing too much for those first few months outside of just looking for work. That is probably the one, excuse me, the one period of time where I was where I probably should have been like, oh, get off your butt and do something else, you know.
Well, what have you, I mean, can you think back on the last 10 years and say like, what have you done? Like, I mean, like, what's your CV? What's your resume? Like, in terms of not like job, but just like, you know, have there been any milestones other than graduating college?
Yeah. You want a list?
Yeah.
All right. I was in the Peace Corps.
But that's like, I guess that's a 2-year milestone, right?
That's yeah. Well, it's yeah. It's a little over 2 years. I traveled all over South America for several months. I did a master's degree, and I did a program that takes some people, you know, several years, and tore it out, you know, in a year. I feel, you know, I feel like, sure, there have been times when, you know, I could have been doing more or something, but I would say, generally, I feel okay about my 20s. But I mean, that said, I don't, you know, I don't tend to allow the distinctions that we find on magazine covers to, you know, to really sort of dictate to me where my milestones should be, you know,
Of
like.
course not. Of course not. I mean, but I think it's, I guess what I will say is that maybe I have. Like, I think it's a really easy trap to fall into. Maybe.
Okay, yeah.
You know? And like, I also try to think like, okay, I'm not going to listen to magazine covers and like talk shows and like, you know, I'm 30, I'm so old. Like, I don't think that. I feel the same. I feel awesome. Like, 'cause I can do whatever I want. Especially if you live in San Francisco, where everybody here is at least like 28, 30. You know, it's like, I feel like if you go to another city and you try to go out to a bar and you're 28 or 30, you look around, you're like, oh, I'm just so old here. You know, like if you go to San Diego or if you go to like a college town, mm-hmm. you know, I think you might end up feeling a little old because you're surrounded by people who are younger, right?
Right, right?
And I think maybe it's that sort of environment that makes people question themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Or like when you hear about, like, you know, you watch football, mm-hmm. you're like, oh, this guy just came out of like Louisiana State, you know, university, he's a 23-year-old freshman, or I'm sorry, a 17-year-old freshman. You're like, he's 17?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm 31, right? Or like, oh yeah, he was born in like 1993. Like, what? Like, how is that possible?
That guy's
right?
gonna make a lot more money
right,
than
you know, or like you hear about people who are like, yeah, like making a ton of money, who graduate, who were born in the year you graduated high school. You know, mm-hmm. things like that. And you're like, I think, I don't know, maybe it's not natural, but I think there's a tendency, and like, you know, I don't think I'm above this. It's like, wow, that guy has kicked some major butt in life, you know, and like, have I? And it's like, yeah, okay, when you think about it, like, okay, I'm pretty happy with where I am, you know, and I don't know if there's anything I could have done different, so I don't necessarily have any regrets, but it's so weird to think that, like, I feel like I've always been the youngest person, but now when I look at the TV, you know, all the sports stars are actually about as old as I am or younger than I am.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like, it's little things like that. When you look around, you just start noticing that people are not necessarily older than you anymore.
Yeah, or younger than, or yeah, yeah.
Older,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You're not the youngest person anymore. It's like, you when you went to the bar when you're 21, it was like, oh, this is awesome. I'm just going to get drunk. And I didn't do that, by the way. But it was just like, there was an excitement, right? There was
right,
like
right.
this novelty, this excitement, something could happen, right? When you go to a bar, when you go to a party, it's like, it's going to be exciting. Things will be out of control. And maybe, you know, and I'm the last person to be out of control. I mean, I get have some fun, but it feels like whenever I went to a party in college, it was like something could happen. And not something like somebody might drop a cup. Something might happen, you know? Like a couch might be burned, you know? Or like somebody might be thrown out of a window.
You might fall in love.
That might happen. You know, you might meet somebody.
With an animal.
That, I mean, depends on where, what state you're in, I suppose.
Some quadruped and you.
Wow.
Wow. Not that that happened to me. I don't recommend that happening to you either.
So you got something against...
bestiality?
Oh, I thought. Yes. Oh, sorry. I thought you meant quadriplegic. Quadruped.
That would have been even more offensive.
That's what I thought you said.
No.
But yeah, I mean, like, so there's this excitement, right? And like, as you grow older, and I mean, now that I'm 31, you know, I go to a bar and it has not yet dawned on me, but now that I'm talking about it, will that I'm not necessarily the youngest person here by 10 years. You know?
It took you 10 years to realize
no,
that.
But I was 21 at the time. But what I'm saying is, like, by 10 years...
It took you 9 years to realize that.
But by 10 years, I'm not the... But, I mean, the thing is, in San Francisco, the city that we live in, mm-hmm. everybody here is, like, some kind of late 20s, early 30s, you know? And I don't think it's so necessarily a given that you'll even be married or have a girlfriend at the age of, you know, like, 28 or 30 or 35 even. Whereas I feel like if you grew up in the Midwest... You know, there'd be a lot of pressure.
I don't know. I mean, like, for example, when I was working up in Idaho, I went to, after my job was over, but before I flew back, went out with my coworker to a bar there. And I was actually kind of pleasantly surprised that, like, the whole spectrum of ages was at the bar, you know? It was not a bar for 30-year-olds. It was a bar for everybody. You know, and I mean, and also I think that might just be like the places that you go to in this particular part of the city, because honestly, like under my building, there's a bar and you walk in there and it's like mostly, you know, 50-year-olds, maybe,
really?
Or something
okay.
like that. You
okay.
know, so I do know what you're talking about within certain boundaries of, you know, maybe, you know, neighborhoods or types of places. There's definitely, you walk in, there's a vibe of a certain age group.
No, I've seen the older thing, but I've been around the city a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not like Mr. San Francisco or whatever, but like I think unless I'm like hanging right around University of San Francisco or University of the State, mm-hmm. you know, San Francisco State, you don't see a lot of young people.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, by young people I mean like 19, 20, 21, 22, right? Mm-hmm. Or 23 even. You know, like you see kind of older people, I feel like. And I think it's just...
Well, you see, like, more working people.
Yeah, I mean, because San Francisco's an expensive
city,
right?
That's because it's expensive, yeah.
But if you lived in L.A., San Diego, like, any of the other cities in California, San Jose, you know, the Bay Area, like, in general, besides San Francisco proper, I think you would see a little more spread.
Well, I don't know. I think, I mean, like, I haven't been there in a while, but I remember going to a bar or two in the marina and feeling this is a particular district of San Francisco, in case anybody outside of San Francisco is listening. And I remember thinking that, oh, this is like more like a college bar, like this is a bunch of kids, basically, a fraternity house.
And that's what, when I go to those bars, it's like, wow, I just kind of feel old. Like, I'm just kind of like slower or lamer. It's like, I don't want to do these crazy things anymore. Like, if I go to a party, I don't really want a couch to be burned. Or I don't really want, you know, somebody to be pushed in the pool. Or I don't really want, like, something to, like, funny and disastrous to happen. You know, mm-hmm. I kind of just wanted to have fun, but not, like, be crazy.
Did I ever tell you the most disastrous and odd party story that came out of college for me?
No.
All right, this is one to, we got time for this. Unless you want to keep talking about this. All right, so went to school down in San Diego. There's a big military presence down in San Diego. And I went to this one party where I didn't know too many people. Like, I knew, you know, the guy who had invited me, and but not a lot of my friends were, I guess, I was the only one from my immediate group of friends who went to this party. So I didn't know too many people. I was like, oh, whatever, I'll get a drink, I'll meet some people, and, you know, it'll be interesting. It was late in the college career, so, like, the novelty of the big party had kind of worn off.
Right, right.
But so I go in, And, you know, get a beer. I see some folks I recognize, sort of chatting, you know. And it was, you know, a house party. So there's like a keg in the garage. And then there's, like, living room. And then there's the kitchen activity where there's, like, mixed drinks. And then there's backyard. And you know, it's kind of got party circular movement, you know, where you can kind of rotate between these rooms. But in the living room, there's this guy. And he's this huge, burly guy. And he's of like definitely sort of military crew cut and whatever, and he is drunk,
kind of,
like,
aggro.
Like, well, I mean, you can't tell at first, but you just see, like, a very big buff dude, and the man is not at all sober, right? and so I somehow I end up, you know, talking to the guy. He's like, who are you? I'm like, hey, I'm Scott. He's like. I'm Ramses. I was like, all right, first of all, Ramses is the best name for a guy like you. And I'm like, oh, all right, where are you from, man? He's like, I'm from Benicia.
Whoa.
And I was like, oh, I know where Benicia is. I grew up, you know, I grew up in the Bay Area. And he's like, fuck Benicia. I'm like, oh, all right, you know, whatever. I would say I spent about 10 minutes having a repetitive conversation where every minute or two,
where are you from, man?
Yeah, where are you from? What's your name? I'm Ramses. Where are you from? Benicia. Fuck Benicia. And like the guy was just blitzed.
Right.
Finally, he goes like, man, I'm gonna fight somebody.
Whoa.
I was like, okay, no, I don't think that's a good idea, you know. And I mean, I really hope it's not me, you know? Like, because even though I think maybe you can't see me and you might punch the other me, which you see next to me, if you did happen to punch me, I would probably go through a wall. But I'm like, oh, I don't think you should do that, man. That's not a good idea. But he's like, oh, just like, oh, angry. Finally, he sort of like wanders off into the backyard. And then I hear, like, from one of the guys who I sort of knew, I'm like, man, we thought that guy was going to kill you. I was like, oh, I'm glad he didn't. And then they're like trying to get him to walk outside so they can lock him out.
Oh, really? Because, like,
apparently nobody really...
Oh, knew him or whatever.
He's just this guy that showed up. So I decided to leave the party. I wasn't really, you know, having a great time or anything like that. I decided to leave. You know, whatever happens to Ramses, that's the party's concern. It's not my deal. A day or two later, I see this guy who I knew at the party on campus at UCSD, and I was like, hey, how you doing? He's like, good. Hey, what happened to that party? He's like, oh, man.
That's the best part. The post-party breakdown.
Oh, shoot. Do you remember that guy? I was like, Ramses? He's like, yeah. He's like, apparently they locked him out. He got really pissed, and so, you know, sort of like, busted up some of the garden or something like that, tries to go find his car, which is a really bad idea.
He
tries to go find his car. I guess it was rather irresponsible of the party hosts to lock him out, but I mean, I guess he's also this random guy they don't know. So anyway, he tries to find his car. He finds a car. He can't open the door, so he breaks the window, climbs in, okay, passes out. The next morning, the owner of the car, who happens to be the neighbor of the people who had the party, come out, and there's this, like, drunk, passed out,
bloody,
like, yeah, just messy guy sleeping in their car. I guess, I guess he ended up getting in a little trouble for that.
I would imagine.
But that was probably the strangest guy I ever, I mean...
No, and that
in a college party, I think that was the strangest guy I've encountered.
And that's the kind of stuff you do in your 20s, right? Like, that's a perception anyway.
I hope that's not what everybody... Don't do that, kids.
No, you should do that.